Chapter 6. Wherefore, having left the word of the beginning of the Christ, unto the perfection we may advance, not again a foundation laying of reformation from dead works, and of faith on God. Of the teaching of baptisms, of laying on also of hands, of rising again also of the dead, and of judgment age during. And this we will do, if God may permit. For it is impossible for those, once enlightened, having tasted also of the heavenly gift, and partakers having became of the Holy Spirit, and did taste the good saying of God, the powers also of the coming age, and having fallen away, again to renew them to reformation, having crucified again to themselves the Son of God, and exposed to public shame. For earth, that is drinking in the rain many times coming upon it, and is bringing forth herbs fit for those, because of whom also it is dressed, doth partake of blessing from God. And that, which is bearing thorns, and briars is disapproved of, and nigh to cursing, whose end is for burning. And we are persuaded, concerning you, beloved, the things that are better, and accompanying salvation, though even, thus we speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work, and the labor of the love, that ye showed to his name, having ministered to the saints, and ministering. And we desire each one of you the same diligence to show, unto the full assurance of the hope unto the end. That ye may not become slothful, but followers of those, who through faith, and patient endurance are inheriting the promises. For to Abraham God, having made promise, seeing he was able to swear by no greater, did swear by himself, saying, Blessing indeed I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, having patiently endured, he did obtain the promise. For men indeed do swear by the greater, and an end of all controversy to them for confirmation is the oath, in which God, more abundantly willing to show to the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, did interpose by an oath, that through two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, a strong comfort we may have, who did flee for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which we have, as an anchor of the soul, both sure, and steadfast, and entering into that within the veil, whither a forerunner for us did enter, Jesus, after the order of Melchizedek chief priest having become, to the age,